Death of a Gentle Lady, A Hamish Macbeth Mystery, by M.C. Beaton, narrated by Graham Malcolm.
Chapter 1. There is a lady sweet and kind, was never face so pleased my mind, I did but see her passing by, and yet I love her till I die. Thomas Ford. The English who settle in the north of Scotland sometimes find they are not welcome. There is something in the Celtic character that delights in historical grudges. But the exception to the norm was certainly Mrs. Margaret Gentle. Gentle in name, gentle in nature, said everyone who came across her. Now there's a real lady for you, they would murmur as she drifted along the waterfront of Loch Dhu in the county of Sutherland, bestowing gracious smiles on anyone she met. Lavender was her favourite colour, and she wore hats, dainty straws in summer and sensible felt in winter, and always gloves on her small hands. No one knew her age, but she was considered to be much older than her looks, because she had a son in his late 40s and a daughter perhaps a year or two younger. She had silvery white hair, blue eyes, and a small round face, carefully made up. Her small mouth was usually curved in the sort of half-smile one sees on classical statues. She had bought an old mock castle outside Brakey. It stood on the edge of the cliffs, a tall square building with two turrets. Mrs. Gentle's afternoon tea parties were in great demand. For some reason, she preferred to shop in the village of Loch Dhu, which only boasted one general store and post office, rather than favouring the selection of shops in Brakey. Perhaps the only person who did not like her was Hamish Macbeth, the local policeman. He said she made his skin crawl.